190 days of presidential vacuum, 354 days without an effective government, a parliament that does not convene, a judiciary system in shambles. No Lebanese institution is functioning since a president is still not elected and constitutional mechanisms are at a standstill. Moreover, regional cards are being reshuffled. Saudi Arabia and Iran re-establish diplomatic relations. Iran is close to being a threshold country. Arab countries reintegrate Syria into the Arab League. Yemen is stabilizing, and Lebanon is stuck in its political and economic crisis. Two main camps have been clashing since the fall, even before Michel Aoun's departure from the presidential palace. On one hand, the sovereignists reject any pro-Iranian candidate currently supporting Michel Mowoud, and on the other hand, Hezbollah and its satellites cling to their racehorse, Sleiman Frangi. Various local and international initiatives have attempted to put an end to the presidential deadlock, but to no avail. Calls for dialogue have also been made, but rejected, particularly by the Lebanese forces, who refuse to have the parliament bypassed by a dialogue session during which Hezbollah, as usual, will impose its pace under the threat of its militia weapons. However, the regional wind seems to be shifting some lines. All Lebanese parties are aware that Saudi assistance is necessary, even essential, to bail out the country, and electing a president subjected to the pro-Iranian formation would be sending a wrong message. Even Hezbollah is aware of this fact. Despite its public insistence on supporting Sleiman Frangi, its calls for consensus and dialogue since the first days of the presidential campaign, and the change in tone in the speeches of its Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah towards the Saudi kingdom, show that it is ready to negotiate. The first round of this presidential election seems to be coming to an end. Michel Mowoud is no longer considered the main candidate, while Sleiman Frangi tries, unsuccessfully, to stay afloat. In the second round, which has been in preparation for several months, many personalities are on the starting line. The names of Joseph Aoun, Lebanese Army Commander-in-Chief, Jihad Azur, Director of the Middle East Department at the IMF, Salah Honian, former MP and constitutionalist, and Nemat Frem, MP and businessman, are increasingly circulating without breaking through, at least for now. Four initiatives are currently underway to try to unblock the situation, those of Elias Bou Saab, Deputy Speaker, Ghassan Skaf, MP, Walid Bukhari, Saudi Ambassador to Lebanon, and a Qatari delegation, separately touring the main political formations and spiritual leaders. The goal? To reach a consensus on the new president or, at least, unite the opposition backs a candidacy. The road ahead seems long, but time is pressing. It is necessary to catch the moving Arab train, address the country's various structural problems to halt Lebanon's collapse, and above all, restart the nation's institutions. The end of the term of the central bank governor, Riyad Salami, on July 31st is also a looming threat. The central bank cannot be without a captain during such a critical period for the country's survival. It urgently needs a successor, especially in light of the Shiite vice governor's refusal to assume these interim functions. For this, a new team must be put in place to assume the executive. Otherwise, it would be another empty institution. A deconstruction of the state, which began under Michel Aoun, would persist until the Lebanon we wish to preserve disappears.